Thanks for joining us. We're with Chairman John Barrett of the Quapaw Nation, and obviously a huge construction project. We're, you know, looking at it from afar every day. Tons of people out working. I've noticed it's just going on and on and on. Where are we on the project with all the rain as far as opening, and where are you staying?
Well, we've pushed it back about a month to 6 weeks. We're still trying to dial in, but we're pushing it, our opening back to probably late September, early October. It's not really just weather related. Some of it's COVID related. Materials are becoming, you know, an issue with the supply chain having some problems, but we're here every week to try to make it work out, and things seem to be going good. We have slot machines on the floor. We have carpet on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. We'll go see that in a minute. It's looking very good. I'd say there's probably between 400 to 600 people here, depending on the day. So we're trying to catch up.
I notice every day that I drive by, it seems like there are hundreds of people here.
Yeah, it's going very well. We have people from all over the country here working, a lot of local people working, a lot of local contractors, a lot of local workers. So it's going very well.
How about hiring people for once the casino opens and the hotel opens? Is that, I know you talked about 1,100 people. It's a monumental task.
Yeah, it's in the planning stage right now. We're looking at a schedule right now. We're looking at space at the convention center to do some employment sort of fairs, but trying to make sure we stay within the state's COVID-19 parameters. So we're probably gonna, we're getting ready to start hiring. Now, when we were first starting, we got a lot of resumes and a lot of people interested. We're going back, dusting those off, calling people to see if they're still interested or available.
So if somebody's applied for you in the past, should they just hang tight or should they come forward again? Both.
I don't know. Today, that's a tough answer because I don't know how far we are with going back through the current or the resumes that we received in the past. You know, we've been pushing to get the annex open. We've also been pushing to get Downstream Casino Resort open. So we sort of set that on the side for a little bit. But now that we have our properties back open, I actually had a meeting yesterday at Downstream. We had all of the people that are involved in planning out the hiring, getting a schedule started. So I think it'll be soon. We'll start doing some social media, working with some of you all and, you know, local people here to try to coordinate that. But we're going to start pushing for hiring people for the long term.
What about when you talked about opening the annex? How's that going, the reopening of the annex?
You know, it's going very well. We're excited. We're just taking it one step at a time. We're just trying to be more focused on health and safety of our employees and guests than we are of, you know, revenue and those sorts of things.
Have most people been, most customers, have they been receptive to this, to the, you know, wearing a mask?
Yeah, they really have. People have been very nice. People understand. People, you know, I would say people in this area are probably some of the most safety conscious and aware people that we work with. We like the community, and everybody, you know, has been pretty happy. We've, you know, not everybody's happy, but that's okay. We have good people that work for us that help people that might have some frustrations with the masks and stuff like that. But it's nothing that's really to worry about.
Talk about nice people that work for you. I've been a big customer of the Q store. What's your plan as far as opening that back up?
Well, we're starting to put a plan together to open it. We probably will not open it with the food service right at the beginning. You know, we're still under phase one with Governor Hutchison, and we don't want to get out ahead of ourselves. And we've heard that he's probably going to extend phase one for a while since Arkansas has had some spikes. So we talk regularly to the local health department and the state health department. Our goal is just really just take it one small piece at a time. So I think it might be within the next week or two that we open up the Q store, but it probably won't include our food service there.
How about you personally? I know y'all have a lot going on. You personally have a lot going on with the traveling back and forth to the different projects you have working and the nation that you run. You able to stay healthy?
I think I'm staying healthy. I'm really sort of a germaphobe, so I've been extremely careful about, you know, whom I'm around, what I touch, you know, just stuff like that. I'm one of these people that's cautiously optimistic. I think that, you know, we might have, I don't know what the future holds, so I want to be positive and I want to get people back to work. I want people to have fun, people to get out, but I'm just trying to stand back and see which way the wind blows.
You say that, but yet this is a monumental construction project. It has to cost a lot of money. I've heard the numbers. I mean, you mentioned the numbers before. And y'all really didn't do a slowdown. I mean, you don't know what the future holds, but y'all are full speed ahead.
Well, we have all the money to build it, and we didn't spend it. And fortunately, Suffolk and Nabholz have been great partners. CDI have been great partners. We're just about to complete the fire station, which will upgrade the fire service for the community. I had the chief in there this morning. We're walking through it. It's a beautiful fire station. It replaces the one here by the Pines Mall that they've been using for years. It's antiquated. Mm-hmm. So there's exciting things that are happening. And we're just trying to stay focused on the job right now. Stay focused on maintaining healthy atmosphere within the annex, and just trying to listen to the news and understand what is going to happen next.
Well, appreciate you spending time with us.
Hey, I like spending time with y'all. We need to do it more often. Just give me a little heads up. But
any morning you can come on our show. So
we'll go out and we'll look at the site here in a minute and just try to remember it's a full-fledged construction site. We need to be very careful. I'd recommend wearing gloves and masks. We'll have you a hard hat and
got
all
a mask.
That.
All right.
I would recommend wearing gloves as well.
Okay.
We're going to go by and look at the progress. I promise you, we've been coming every week for several weeks, and it's really starting to transform itself on the inside. Today, when you see the inside, you'll start to get the vision of how grand it is and how beautiful of a facility it is. It's going to change Jefferson County for the good.
We're excited.
We are too.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.